Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Aldo Sanataro, who's the commercial director for Neos Air. Now, what's Neos Air? Well, it's an Italian airline, the second largest in Italy, and they are starting a brand new route here in the United States from New York JFK to Milan Malpensa, and that's just part of what they're doing these days. But as we all try to get back to Europe, get back to Italy in particular, this is going to be a marvelous option for you and your clients out there who want to get to Italy. And we're going to talk to Aldo about this new flight, about his airline, and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Aldo, how are you and where are you?
I'm in close to Milan, Malpensa. I live 30 minutes from Malpensa, close to the Maggiore Lake. And you said I'm commercial director of Neos, very excited for this new challenging experience, that is a new flight from Milan Malpensa to JFK.
And what is the frequency that you're going to have going forward per week?
The plan is to start with two frequencies, you know, because at the moment, the situation is quite uncertain. Right. So we will start with two frequencies, and then we are continue monitoring the situation about the opening of for US for the Europeans, with the idea then to go to three frequencies. But let's see. We are now working on marketing plan, try to create a brand awareness for Neos. Mm-hmm. Just a few words on Neos. Neos is a part of the major touristic group in Italy, that is Alpitour World. Alpitour World is a group composed of aviation, 10 tour operators, travel agencies, around 2,500 travel agencies, hotel management, and incoming company. So it's a big group of around 2.4 billion of turnover and something like 4,000 employees.
Well, I want to get into the airline itself and the airline division, but I did want to ask you first of all, and you mentioned it, what are kind of the COVID-19 protocols that you've had to introduce with this first flight? What do passengers have to do?
I consider that since the beginning of this ASTI pandemic, we were very active with the rescue flights with our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and also to bring material from China to Italy to manage this pandemic. So we did a great experience in terms of protocols for our crews to manage people, but also in terms of to be aligned with the regulation that is changing every day. The main rules are, first of all, the sanification of the aircraft every day. We will perform the flights with a brand new 787 Dreamliner -9. So the Dreamliner has a HEPA filter that give us the possibility to fresh the air every 3 minutes. Okay, and of course the other measure that we put in place, part for the sanification of the aircraft, is to take care of course the distancing of people at the check-in. Sure. And taking care of embarking and disembarking of people row by row, in order to be sure that they won't get go on board. Because the more crucial phase of the flights is when the people go on board and when people go out of the airplane.
Sure.
When they are on board, we just need to take in consideration that people have to maintain their mask. We create a specific video to remember to passenger that they had to stay on the seated with the mask, and they have to ask to the flight attendant that they're available when they need to go to the toilet in order to avoid any queue at the toilets.
Now, do you need a specific mask? I know some airlines, and I was one in Croatia, where they said my cloth mask was not good enough. They had to have one of your N95 or something. So they actually gave me a mask.
You know, we are an Italian company, so under the EASA regulation, so we follow the EASA guideline that is very, very similar to the FAA and the one issued by Boeing. The surgical mask is enough. You only need to have FFP2 in case you have some people infected, and so you have a specific procedure where people must be isolated from the rest of the passengers, and crews has on board a specific kit in order to provide to passengers whatever they need.
Now, what about the testing? And do you require a vaccination or testing? I'm sure some sort of testing, but what is the? And I'm not going to hold you to what it will be because it keeps changing, right? So, what is it currently for this flight coming up?
But the JFK Milan is a COVID tested flight, so this gave us the possibility to the U.S. citizen to arrive to Italy and avoid any kind of quarantine. Mm-hmm. Just performing a test when the PCR test when they arrive at the airport. This is the only measure they need to take out.
And that's an antigen test versus a PCR test?
Yes, it's an antigenic test. It's a rapid test.
Okay, rapid test. And they don't have to worry about being vaccinated at this point?
No.
Okay, got it. Now, you mentioned earlier the equipment. You're using a 787, which I love that aircraft. What classes of service and amenities do you offer on board?
Since we are a leisure company, because we are part of the touristic group, we have a two-class configuration aircraft configured with economy class and a premium class. Our choice was to not have a pure full-flat business class because, when your core business is leisure, you have to take in consideration that people is asking for some plus, but they have to pay for all the family. So it's quite different from the pure business because business normally the company pays for the tickets.
Right.
So we decided to have a different configuration that gave us the possibility to have a very competitive air price, tickets, and of course giving the possibility of some plus of comfort to some passengers that want to have something more for very little surcharge.
No, that's great. Now, so you will have two classes, but it's going to be more affordable business class, it sounds like, too.
Yes.
Okay.
It's something that I call the old leisure business class.
Got it. Well, certainly.
Don't have a full flat, but you are traveling for leisure, so you don't need to sleep before coming to Italy to spend a vacation.
Got it. Now, and in terms of, I understand you sort of have a very sort of chic Italian style that you're kind of offering passengers, and also food, Italian food, I assume.
Of course, this is our plus, because our plus is the hospitality. Hospitality means the fantastic smiling of our crews, and of course, the Italian food. So we trained our catering also in JFK, sending the chef from Italy to be sure that they were able to prepare some Italian foods also when they prepare from JFK. Because for us, it's quite important to provide to American and let me say Italian community living in the US, and when they can catch on the NEOS flights, they can find some Italianity on board.
No, that's great. I've always wondered, I have in the past taken sort of more seasonal service to Northern Italy, to Milan and other places. And it was always, you got on board with this Italian airline and you got Italian right away, the experience. So it sounds good that you're doing that with NEOS as well.
Because it's what we do also for our passengers. Because since our main business is to get people on vacation, for us, we like the idea that when people go on board, they found a lasagna or some pasta, and they retrieve the Italian foods, so they feel like at home.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm missing this flight now. Now I'm getting hungry. But now tell us a little bit about, we talked about earlier about NEOS. You said it's part of this larger travel conglomerate, Italian. How long has the airline itself been operating, and how many aircraft do you have?
NEOS was born in 2002.
Okay.
With the idea, of course, to provide an high level of quality in terms of airline capacity to our group. And we started, we were the first airline taking the 737-800 on the Italian market. Mm-hmm. And we continue with the story because we were the first Italian. At the moment, we are the first, the unique Italian company flying the 787.
Right.
So the idea is to provide also to the leisure market high quality in terms of air transportation. We at the moment have a fleet of 6 787-9, 5 737-800, and we just entered into the fleet 4 MAX.
Oh wow!
So we have a total of 15 aircraft.
No, that's great, and it sounds. And I do love the 787s to cross the Atlantic. It's a great aircraft. Now, what beyond that? What routes do you fly beyond this new one? Do you have any other transatlantic service right now, or is this it?
At the moment, we are flying to US and we are flying to China, because as I mentioned before, we have a good relationship with the Chinese government because. We were designated and from Nanjing. Our strategy was not to create a fight with the major company, but create our niche with second stage cities. Because, you know, Nanjing, even if it's not Shanghai, but is 1 hour and a half from Shanghai, you have a city of 8 million passengers. So you can do a big work also avoiding to create a fight with the friends in China, because China is a very difficult market and it's quite important to create a good relationship over there.
Absolutely.
This was our fortune because this gave us the possibility to do a lot of work to bring sanitary material to manage the pandemic. We did something like 500 flights, cargo flights, on behalf of our Protezione Civile, of our government, and we are still continuous providing syringes and needles for the vaccination campaign.
Oh, wow.
So at the moment, we are continuing operating one frequencies from Nanjing to Milan and vice versa. And we are waiting that the Chinese will give us the reward flights, because you know that at the moment, there's a strict regulation between from Chinese that give us just the possibility to have one frequency. And since you have performed 5 flights with 0 positive, you have the possibility to apply for another frequencies. Okay. Since we operate in more than 10 flights, we are now asking to have the second frequencies because there's no connection between Italy and China apart of our flights.
Got it.
These are the main transatlantic destination we are operating at the moment. And then, of course, we are operating flights on the Mediterranean Sea for the normal olive packages in this period. And but we normally flew in all over the world in 50 destinations, from Maldives to Madagascar, Zanzibar, Kenya, Cape Verde, Egypt. We are still operating at the moment Cairo.
Oh, wow.
It is not leisure flights, but it's just ethnic flights, because there's a big Egyptian community in Italy, so they need to move back and forward from Milan to Cairo.
Right.
And we are also operating Senegal. It is another ethnic flight because it's a big community of Senegalese in Italy. And then we fly all the Caribbean, Mexico,
wow, really?
Cuba. We are operating at the moment just some ethnic flight once every 2 weeks from Cuba, Mexico, and Dominican Republic.
Mm, that's amazing.
And we fly to Guadeloupe for Costa Cruz. And Mexico, told you, we are operating Canada just cargo at the moment. Now we received information that US opened to Canada. So we will see. There will be also an opportunity to have some traffic for passenger from Canada to Italy.
No, absolutely. It just happened yesterday. Now, do you fly internally within Italy as well?
Yes, we fly on the main leisure place in Italy, that is Sardinia, Puglia, Calabria, Sicilia, because Sicily, because we have hotels. We own a hotel in Sicily, two hotel. We have one hotel, two hotel in Puglia, We have a hotel in Calabria, and of course we have a free hotel in Sardinia.
Wow, that's insane. Well, it sounds like we cook us all up to get to Italy and go anywhere within Italy. That's wonderful. Let's talk. And actually, one thing I forgot to ask with the COVID, I understand that NEOS has joined the IATA Travel Pass, which is also helping with the COVID protocols. How does that work?
Yes, we decided to adopt the protocols of IATA Travel because since we are part of IATA, we believe that it was the more secure protocol to follow in order to monitor the situation and the evolution of this new regulation. Okay, at the moment it's still in trial because the IATA Travel Pass is a long process where they are taking advantage of the test by the airline to secure the software and the procedure. So at the moment we did some flight tests where we send the recommendation to IATA, and we are waiting for the next implementation. That means the integration between the application and the DCS that give us the possibility to passenger to have direct access to the flight without no problem.
No, that's great. And so we're pretty well set on that. Now, as more Americans decide it's okay to travel to Italy this summer, and I know a number of them now are deciding it to go to Italy, actually, believe it or not, because domestic travel here is too expensive. We'd rather go to Italy. Do you think you're kind of well positioned to meet the demands of this market at this time?
I think so. I think that's a good opportunity in this moment because the very challenge now is the uncertainty.
Right.
You know, but once we are sure that we are all the world is managing the pandemic, I'm strongly convinced that people love travel and they want to go back to travel abroad because we need it.
Absolutely. No, I would totally agree with you. We need, and here in the U.S., we need to get back to Italy. So that's really important. Now, do you have any further plans to expand your service from the U.S. to Italy beyond JFK?
I tell you, the business plan is structured in this way. Of course, we start with the frequencies. Then we want to try to have a connection from Milan to other places in Italy. And we are discussing with some partner in Italy to do that in order to have a wider network in Italy in order to give the US passengers to connect from Malpensa also other places like Rome, as we said before, Puglia, Calabria, Sicily, and other places because at the moment, since there's no plan for Alitalia to Malpensa, there's a lack of feeding. So this is the first evolution of our plan. And then, of course, the idea is to try to have also some cooperation with some U.S.
Right.
partner airline in order to have also some connection from JFK to other places. And then, of course, thinking loud, we would love also to try to exploit some other point in U.S., for
sure.
Example, Miami, that is a pretty leisure destination. And, you know, the concept for us, it's I think that there's an opportunity for us because we are the second largest company in Italy, and New York is the route. But also sure. Miami is an important route. And we think that if there is traffic, there is also room for an Italian carrier. And we want to be that carrier that's flying from Italian side.
Well, hopefully you'll get to Miami and get more frequencies from New York as well. Now, do you work with tour operators here and travel advisors, travel agencies? And of course, the other, do you pay commission?
Of course, we are working very hard on creating a relationship with the big travel agencies, big consolidator and tour operators, you know, the difficulty is that at the moment we cannot come. And in order to do good business, you have to talk to people, meet, because they need to meet face to face to trust you. So it's a long work, but it's in the plan, because from our analysis, we discovered that anyhow, the market of US, of JFK Milan is mainly B2B. So right. Since this is our vocation, because we are part of the major touristic group, of course we will try to push on this segment and try to convince the US tour operator that we can do a great job for them.
Okay, well, that's great. And I hope you do get those relationships going soon. Now, is there anything else you want to tell? Most of our viewers are travel agents, travel advisors. What anything else you want to tell them about NEOS and also this new New York JFK Milan Malpensa route?
Of course, NEOS is the new Italian alternative on this route. We need together to build everything from new. Mm-hmm. But apart from being Italian, I think that NEOS has another advantage that is part of this touristic group. So what we can put on the table is not only the flights, but also give them the possibility to do business in Italy, having the flights and having also fantastic resort in Italy, and also create some customized experience for the American market.
No, that's wonderful. Now, where can travel advisors go to get more information about NEOS?
Of course, they can retrieve all the information on the website neosair.com, because we created a specific website for the U.S. market. And this is the main source where they can find all the information. And of course, I'm available to provide any kind of information through our commercial partner in US.
Right.
And as soon as I have the chance, I will love to meet all the travel agencies and the tour operators in US to introduce our organization and try to discuss some good business together.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Aldo, I want to thank you for taking the time. I was invited on the first flight that's going out. Unfortunately, I am traveling, believe it or not, because we are back traveling. But hopefully another time to get back to Italy. I mean, it was one of my biggest trips in 2019 was to Italy. And always enjoy going over and seeing the new anything, all the stuff that you have over there. It is just an amazing trip, no matter when and where I go into Italy. So looking forward to that now. But again, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You have my contact, and you will be my guest as soon as you want.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.